On this edition of The Automated Entrepreneur, getting rich is not a fantasy. How to become a millionaire or multimillionaire or even a Hector millionaire isn't taught in schools or colleges. In fact, most of society frowns on anyone who talks about getting rich. Some even protest against those who have created financial independence. It's a funny thing that schools teach you how to read and write, how to do math, how to know history and geography, and how to pass a test. But they never broach the subject of how to become wealthy. Getting super rich seems to be the topic reserved for fantasies, movies, or drunken what-if games. Most have come to believe that becoming a millionaire is for the lucky sperm club. You know, business owners or gold diggers, lottery winners, athletes, rappers, inventors. But it's not true. Millionaires and super rich come from all walks of life. And in fact, just to debunk one of the myths, I'm going to tell you that 4 out of 5 millionaires today actually work for someone else because they want to, not because they have to. The reason most people never get rich is that they never consider it a possibility. They're convinced by those closest to them to simply be satisfied, to settle with whatever their financial situation is. The other reason is that people fundamentally do not understand money. Very few people know the rules of money, and even fewer know how to keep it. And almost no one knows how to multiply it. Just look around you, and you'll see signs of this everywhere. Canada is one of the richest countries in the world, and yet 76% of people live paycheck to paycheck. And some 50% of Canadians have no money for retirement. And about 47% of us don't have $1,000 for an emergency. If these statistics were true in a poor country, well, that would be one thing. But Canada is considered a wealthy country. Turn on the television and go online, and you'll see endless ridiculous financial advice being spewed out. Financial pundits suggest saving tricks where your path to wealth is finding the lowest price for a product or putting more air in your tires to save gas. This piece of advice always cracks me up. If you don't drink a latte, you'll save another $700 a year. Well, you can save another $700 a year for the next 50 years if you want. You still won't be rich. You're just going to be old and tired. Another pundit preaches that all debt is bad, and that by avoiding debt, you'll somehow be financially free. Never borrow money under any circumstance, they say. But they overlook the reality that almost all of the super rich have used debt to magnify their wealth. Flip the channel and you'll see fancy graphics making a case that you should turn your money over to the boys on Wall Street. Well, if 2008 didn't teach you better, I guess you'll never learn that lesson. I have never wanted to have just enough. In fact, truth be known, I have always wanted to be wealthy. While I do believe in prayer, I wasn't expecting any free gifts. Just the intelligence and the drive to carve my own path. And so, I sought out mentors. I began reading books, attending seminars and conferences. I became hungry to learn. Because I knew knowledge is power. At the age of 8, one of my first experiences was having my own paper route. I quickly learned that it made sense to sub that out to a classmate of mine. And that's how I grew my little paper empire. My father taught me how to save and then how to invest. And I've been teaching others ever since.